Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege, the opportunity we have, Lord, to learn. And we certainly pray that you bless our lesson so that we may understand the King James Bible and that we may study it and we may learn from it and we could gain everything we can from the Word of God. And we pray, Father, that we would honor you and bless you today. Cleanse us of our sins, Lord. Forgive us. And pray, God, that you bless us, Lord. Help us to be listening well. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, so sa parts ng boys, isa pa. Lalabas na kayo. So you have nouns, pronouns, adjectives, verb, adverb, preposition. Conjunction, interjection. Ito ang walong parts ng English. Pag na-master niyo yung walo, pwede na kayong maging dalubhasa sa English. Maliban lang, dagdagan pa ng tatlo yung punctuation, punctuation, at saka suffix, and prefix. Actually, dapat mauna muna yung prefix, suffix. Anyway, napag-usapan na natin yung nouns, at natuklasan natin yung nouns, meron pala siyang tatlong information na ipinapahiwatig. Ano yung tatlong information ng nouns?
Number.
Case.
Gender.
Very good. Yung pronouns, panghalip. Instead na nouns, panghalip. At natuklasan natin, sa pronouns ng King James Bible, merong thee, merong thou, merong thine, merong thy, merong ye, at saka merong you. Na marami pang mga examples ng pronouns na pwede natin pag-usapan, nilagay ko na lang sa notes ninyo, so pag-aralan ninyo yon. So, ang mahalaga na maintindihan ninyo sa King James pronouns, yung thee, thou, thine, lahat na nag-start sa TH, yung yan, singular. Ikaw, you, or yung sa iyo, yours, yan, singular. Sa modernong Ingles, you. Pwedeng singular, pwedeng plural. Tapos sa King James, yung ye at saka you, plural. So this is just a review na pinag-aralan natin. At ulitin ko yung mga study notes ninyo, mas marami pang detalye kesa pwede kong i-cover sa class. So you have that information. Pag nakita nyo yung ye or you, that is plural. Okay? So ano pa yung pinag-uusapan ng pronouns? Meron tayong first, second, third, person, at saka number. So, persons and number. Pag sinabing number, singular, plural. Katulad ng nouns, singular, plural. At may case din yan. Pwede siyang subjective, objective, or possessive. Sa Latin, meron tayong nominative, yung accusative, yung objective, at saka yung possessive, yung genitive. Nasa study notes yon. Pero hindi ko lang pinaformal ngayon. Pero pagdating natin sa Greek, we will formalize it. Adjectives, nagde-describe ng nouns. Lahat yan patungkol sa nouns. Okay?
At nakakita tayo ng mga examples ng adjectives last time. Now, yung verb ang pinag-uusapan natin last week. At yung verb, katulad ng nouns, meron din siyang mga information na binibigay sa atin, yung verbs. Ano yon? Naalala ninyo? Meron siyang voice. Meron siyang tense. Tsaka meron siyang mood. Voice, tense, mood. So if you can review from last week, pakinggan nyo na lang yung lecture last week, matutuklasan nyo yung tense. Anong klaseng ilang tense sa English? Tatlo. Ano yon? Past,
present,
and
future.
Tama. So yung verb ang magsasabi kung yung ginagawa na action ay sa nakaraan, sa kasalukuyan, o sa hinaharap. Tapos, yung verb, meron din siyang boses. Meron siyang voice. Ano yung voice? Active,
passive, at saka middle.
Yung active, yung subject ang gumagawa ng action. Yung passive, yung subject ay ginagawan ng action. Yung middle, ginagawa ng subject sa sarili niya. Yung action. That's the mood. Action. Voice.
So, tense. Voice. May mood din pala ang verb.
Now, nawalan tayo ng oras last week, kaya hindi ko na-explain ito. Pero pag yung verb ay nagpapahiwatig lang ng mga nangyayari, ang tawag doon, indicative. It indicates what the action is. Sinasalaysay lang kung ano yung ginagawa. Indicative. Bugoy ran. Yon, indicative yon. Kasi sinasalaysay lang kung anong ginawa ni Bugoy. Sinasabi lang. Indicating. Indicative. Tapos, meron tayong imperative. Anong imperative kayo? Alam na ninyo yung imperative kasi pag nag-Sunday kayo dito, makakarinig kayo ng imperative. Anong ibig sabihin ng imperative?
Command.
Oh. Bugoy, run. Oh, hindi na ran. Run. Ibig sabihin, Bugoy, takbo. Oh, yung verb na yon, yung mood niya, hindi indicative, imperative, inuutos na. Everybody, quiet. Oh. Ano yon? Imperative. Everybody is quiet. Oh, indicative na yon. Okay? Alright, tapos meron pang Subjunctive, ibig sabihin, suggestion or possibility. Oh, Bugoy may run. Oh, Bugoy can run. Bugoy should run. Maybe he should, maybe he shouldn't. May possibility. Pero hindi ibig sabihin ng possibility, nangyayari. Pero pwedeng mangyari. Yun, mood yan ng verb. Okay? Meron pang isa pa pero hindi na natin bibigyan ng pansin yon. Yung optative. Request yun. Pag nananalangin tayo sa Diyos, Panginoon, i-bless niyo po kami. O, hindi natin iniutusan ng Diyos. I-bless mo kami. Hindi yung imperative. Optative yon. Lord, paumanhin lang. Optional. Lord, tulungan niyo po kami. I-bless niyo kami. Patawarin niyo kami. We're optative.
Pero anyway, so yung verb ay nagbibigay ng tatlong bagay. Yung nouns nagbibigay ng tatlong bagay. Napapansin ba ninyo yan?
Okay? Yung adverb, ano ito? Pang-akbay. Nag-de-describe ng verb. Oh, si Bugoy, mabilis na tumakbo. Oh, madaling tumakbo. Si Bugoy. Yung madali, adverb. Kasi, dine-describe yung verb. And the adverb can also describe what? Pwede din mag-describe yung adverb ng adjective. At saka?
Other adverbs.
Oh, see, itong adverb na ito talagang sneaky. So, Yun lang muna ang pag-usapan natin doon. Preposition, ang ibig sabihin ng preposition, pang-ukol. Kung saan siya naroroon. Ginagamit sa English yung by. Kayo, you are sitting on the chair. Yung on, preposition. On the chair, preposition. Position, ang tandaan ninyo. Position. On, by, in, around, under. Oh. The dog is under the chair. Oh. Under, preposition. Okay? Alright, so, hindi ako magbibigay ng time dito kasi kailangan pumunta na tayo sa Greek. Conjunction, pang-ugnay. It brings together words like, ginagamit natin yung and, if, or, and. Oh. You are quiet and wonderful. Oh. Yung and, nag-uugnay. Yeah, that is a conjunction. You can be quiet or loud. Oh, yung or, conjunction. Okay? Alright. Tapos, sa notes, merong coordinating conjunction, merong subordinating conjunction. Basahin nyo na lang yung notes ninyo. Interjection, eto, pandamdam. Interjection, pandamdam. Behold. Oh, yung behold. Pandamdam yon. Aha! Yon. Ayon. Ah! Ayon. Interjection yon. Yan, ganyan yun. Mga interjection. Ha-ha! Oh, interjection yon. Basta pandamdam yon, ha? Ay! Ayun, interjection. Alright? Tapos, punctuation. Ito yung mga period. Period, comma, ganyan, ganyan. Colon, semicolon, question mark. Kailangan natin ginagamit yung question mark. Pag may tanong, tama, very good. Eh, ito yung ganito. Exclamation point, pandamdam. O di kaya pag merong sigaw or matinding emosyon. Alright? So nasa notes ninyo yan. Now yung King James, meron tayong mga vocabulary words sa King James na medyo kailangan ng linaw. Kaya linagay ko na rin sa notes ninyo yung mga vocabulary words ng English. Halimbawa, abide. Anong ibig sabihin ng abide? Manatili. Yung past tense ng abide, abode. Ibang klaseng English yon. Beseech. Anong ibig sabihin ng beseech? I beseech you. Anong ibig sabihin ng beseech? Ano? I beg. I ask. I request. Kinakausap ko na kayo. So, ang past tense ng beseech? Besought. Nakalista yan, ha? Para huwag kayong mahirapan. At walang final exam. Yay! Let. Nako, yung let. Kakaiba yung let sa King James. Let. Kasi yung let sa English ngayon, payagan. Let. Payagan mo. Pero yung let ng King James noon, merong let na nagsasabing tigilan. Let. Tigilan. Ano yung past tense ng let? Let them. Prevent. Prevent. So sa King James, yung prevent, hindi pigilan. Sa modern English, pigilan. Yung prevent ng King James, unahin. Pre-event. Bago mangyari, unahan na. So, to come before. Ano ang past tense ng prevent? Prevented. Quicken. Ito mga English na hindi pangkaraniwan sa English ngayon. Quicken. Anong ibig sabihin ng quick? Yung quick ngayon, anong ibig sabihin ng quick ngayon? Mabilis, madali. yung quick noon, 1611, buhayin. Quicken, buhayin. Anong past tense ng quicken? Quickened, na may letter D. Quickened. Show,
sa 1611, makikita mo yung show.
Shoe, akala mo shoe. Pero ang pagbasa niyan, show. At anong ibig sabihin ng show? Ipakita.
So pag nakita niyo sa King James yung shoe, ito ang moderno,
show. Parehas yung ibig sabihin nun, show. Pero huwag niyong sabihin shoe, sabihin yung show. Ipakita. Anong past tense ng show? Showed. Showed. Alright, and so on and so forth. Careful. Anong ibig sabihin ng careful? Ingat. Ngayon. Ingat ngayon. Modernong English, careful.
Careful. Pero nung 1611, full of care.
Puno ng anxiety. Kaya pag sinabi ng Bible, be careful for nothing, ibig sabihin, huwag kang mabagabag sa anumang bagay. Full of care. Full of anxiety. Okay? Conversation. Anong ibig sabihin ng conversation? Sa kapanahonan natin ngayon, ang ibig sabihin ng conversation, pag-uusap, kausapin. Pero nung kapanahonan ng King James, ang ibig sabihin ng conversation, lifestyle or behavior or practice, pamumuhay. Oh? Marami pang example, inagay ko na lang dito sa notes ninyo. Tapos, isa pa sa King James na napakahalaga, yung tinatawag na italics. Italics. Estilo yan ng print. Kasi yung print ganyan, yung italics medyo ganito siya. Tagilid siya. Hindi lang diretso, patagilid. Yung italics, ginagamit yan kasi walang katumbas na English yung original languages. So, ano yung original language ng lumang tipan? Hebrew at saka konting Aramaic. Ano yung original language ng bagong tipan? Greek. Eh, pag nagtatranslate kayo, hindi lahat ng mga words may katumbas na words. So, nangangailangan ng italic para bigyan ng saysay yung sentence. Tingnan mo ang Genesis chapter 1. Look at Genesis chapter 1.
Verse 25. Genesis chapter 1,
verse 25. Genesis 1 verse 35, 25. Chapter 1 verse 25. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, God saw that. Nakita mo yung it? At saka was? Medyo naka-slanted siya, no? Hindi siya katulad ng print na and God saw that, lahat yan, print, tapos naka-slant. Yung it was ay italics. Italics ang tawag doon. Kailangan yon para sa saysay ng sentence, para meron siyang saysay. Pero kung alisin mo yung italics, basahin mo ng diretso. And God saw that good. And God saw that good. Nakita ng Diyos yon maganda. Pero parang may kulang, no? So para mailagay sa English, yung diwa ng Hebrew, linagyan, dinagdagan ng translators yung it was, para mabuo ang saysay. Now, yung it was, wala siyang Hebrew. Wala yan sa Hebrew. Nasa English yan. Pero minabuti ng mga translators na lahat ng mga words na dadagdagan nila ay ilagay sa italics para malaman ng nagbabasa, extra yan, wala yan sa Hebrew, pero kinakailangan yan para sa saysay, para may saysay yung, and God saw that it was good. Okay? Malinaw ba? So, puno ang King James Bible natin ng mga italics. Dahil kapag naglagay ka ng Hebrew sa English, hindi lahat ng Hebrew may katumbas at hindi lahat ng English may katumbas. Kailangan talaga ng italics. All right. So, any questions sa pinag-aralan natin? Any questions? Wala kayong questions, ha? Bahala kayo. Okay. Tatlo ang pages ninyo sa study notes. Page 5, 6, at saka page 7. So, give that to Attila. Give that to the Caroline Bondi to test. Give that, that's set. So, mas mabuti basahin nyo talaga yung notes niyo. And by the way, pag nag-aaral tayo ng language, meron talaga tayong tinatawag na learning curve. At ang ibig sabihin ng learning curve, mahihirapan talaga tayo sa umpisa lang. Pagtiyagaan na lang ninyo yung mga pages na ito, isa-isayin ninyo, and before you know it, you will learn. So, walang questions kayo, ha? Sino pang nangangailangan? Anybody else needs one? Page 5, 6, and 7. Okay, so may 7 pages kayo kung nandito kayo. William, give this to Jessica. Alright, so sinong gustong mag-sample? Let's look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Genesis 1:1. All right, who wants to try this out? Okay, mahiya, tutulungan namin kayo. Sinong gusto mag-sample nito? Anybody? Taas lang ng kamay. Kung hindi kayo magtataas ng kamay, tatawag na lang ako. Pag tinitingnan niyo ako, tatawagin ko kayo. Lahat nakaganyan na. Brother RJ na lang. Brother RJ. Okay, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Okay, so sa chapter 1, verse 1, Brother RJ, ano yung mga nouns na nakikita mo? What nouns are there?
Created. A noun.
Noun.
God, heaven, earth.
God.
And beginning.
Heaven. Earth. Beginning?
Yes.
Okay. Brother RJ, ano ang subject ng sentence?
God.
God?
And ano yung verb sa sentence?
Created. Verb?
Ano yung objects?
Heaven and earth. Heaven and earth.
Heaven,
earth.
Ano ang conjunction?
And.
And. Ano yung preposition?
The. In. Sorry, in.
Tama. In. Okay. So, Brother RJ, sa subject, ano ang gender number case ng God, ni God?
Singular, masculine.
Tsaka subjective siya, no? So, subjective. So, yung heaven, ano yung number case, case muna.
Object.
Objective.
Then, singular.
Singular.
Neuter.
Neuter. Okay. Earth.
Object, singular, neuter.
Tama. Okay. Alright. Okay. Created, Brother RJ, yung verb, di ba, may tatlong sense ang verb. So, we're looking for tense, voice, at saka mood. So, ano yung tense niya?
Past.
Past. Okay. Ano yung voice?
Active.
Active. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anong mood?
Indicative.
Tama. Oh, very good. Okay. All right. Sino pa? Anybody else? John chapter 1, verse 1. Let's try sa John chapter 1, verse 1. William, you're gonna try? Okay. William, John chapter 1, verse 1.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Okay. What nouns do you see? What nouns do you see?
Word, or beginning?
Uh-huh.
Word, God.
And what verbs do you see?
Was.
Uh-huh.
Three was.
Was. Was. Was. Okay. All right. So where is the subject?
Word.
Word. So yung word. What is the case number and subject? Case number and gender. So what's the case for word?
Subjective.
Subjective, tama. Number?
One.
Singular.
Singular.
And gender?
Neuter.
Neuter. Sa English, neuter. Okay? What about God? What is the case? Anong gamit ng God sa sentence? Hindi siya ang subject. Ano siya?
Object.
Is that right? Is that correct? In the beginning, was the Word, and the Word was?
Yeah.
God. Oh, tama. Object. Okay? And anong number?
Singular.
Singular. And gender?
Masculine.
Okay. Alright, and was is a verb. At yung verb, may tatlong katangian. Ano yung verb tense? Boys, mood. Okay, William, what tense was?
Past.
Past tense. Boys?
Is that active, passive, or middle?
Passive. Maybe active.
Was. Is. That's active.
So that would be active.
Kasi past tense lang ng is. Mood. 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 Indicative, imperative, or subjunctive?
Indicative.
Okay. Okay. So there you go. You got it. And then what's the conjunction?
Wait.
In the beginning, and. Okay.
And what is the preposition?
With.
With, in the beginning, and with. Okay. So, in and with. Okay. All right. Very good. See? So, yun lang, ganyan lang. Don't forget, pag-aralan nyo na lang yung notes, lalo na sa verb, yung pinag-usapan natin. Ang pinakamahalaga sa sentence,
yung verb, at saka yung nouns.
Sa sentence, palaging ganyan. May noun, may verb. Noun, verb. Noun, verb. Yung object, pag may object, nagiging complex na lang yung sentence. But it's a noun-verb relationship. Alright. Any questions? So pansinin ninyo ha, sa Bible, in the beginning was the Word. So, yung Word, active na siya. Kailan pa? Nung pa sa simula. Nandun na yung Word. Nandun na siya, active na siya. You see that? So, kasama na ng Ama yung anak. Hindi nilikha ng Ama yung anak. Magkasama na sila nung pa sa simula. All from the voice of the verb was. Dito nagkakagulo ang napakaraming mga kulto, katulad ng Jehovah Witnesses, katulad ng Iglesia ni Cristo. Sa isip nila, hindi siya Diyos. O kung Diyos siya, katulad ng Jehovah Witnesses, maliit na Diyos. Nilikha muna ng Ama, tapos nilikha niya ang lahat. Mali yun. Violation niya ng active voice ng verb was. You see? Napakahalaga. Anyway, so eto yung walo, tapos yung prefix, suffix na lang. Nasa notes na yan. Alright? Any other question? Ready na kayo sa final exam book next week? Biro lang. There is none. Let us pray and then we'll start tayo in 15 minutes. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have to learn a little bit of English so that we can decipher your word and understand it. Help us to take the time to learn and then help us to apply it, Lord, and help us to treasure the value of your words. We ask your blessing upon us now in Jesus' name. Amen.